After a tough couple of weeks in the Premier League against the top two, you showed what you're all about today out there.
Yeah, we did. We felt we had a point to prove after the last few games. We weren't happy with our performance, albeit against some top teams, and we weren't really happy with, the way they panned out. So today, the manager wanted a response, and he got that from the first whistle.
I know sometimes struggling teams would come here and try and get something from the game, but you were probably of the viewpoint that Middlesbrough had to come at you today, didn't they? But you didn't give them a chance to after 90 seconds.
Well, we wasn't sure what way they would line up. They've played a few different formations this year, and they went with a back five. So, we were aware of what threats they had, and I felt we nullified that throughout the whole game. And as I say, we wanted to make sure we had a really quick start, and we certainly did that.
You were 2-0 up when the sending off came. Just give us your view of the sending off from Gaston Ruiz. If he was your teammate, you'd presumably be a bit disappointed with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he would be. The referee just said the way he went in was quite reckless, and it was. So I don't think any of their players really had a problem with a red card from the decision side. I'm sure they're not happy with him though.
How do you focus on that though when you suddenly 2-0 up against 10 men very early on in the game? How does your mindset change if it does at all?
Well, it is a different sort of mindset, because you don't want to fall into the trap of it feeling easier, or because you've got more of an advantage. You take your foot off the gas, and not that we have done that in the past, but the manager made it clear to us at half time not to go into, or not to fall into that trap. And I'd say at the start of the first half, it took us a little time to get going, but once we did, we were clinical.
And obviously getting that third was important, which was very quickly followed by the fourth, and after that it becomes a case of how many, I guess.
Well, I always did think at 2-0 the next goal would be most important, even with 10 men. If they get one, it could give them, some encouragement, and they could rally around. And you always see one team when they get one, there's a chance they can get another. So the third goal was massive, and I think that killed the tie really. And as you say, the fourth goal then, if we were playing for a little bit longer, I was confident we could score a few more.
Gets you to 38 points now. What's your verdict? Although the gap hasn't changed because Swansea and Hull have both won today, but what is your verdict on how safe you are?
Well, it has changed. The gap has changed a little bit because there's only four games left now. So, before the games, you wanted to make sure you were 7 points clear. And you look at Swansea and Hull's games today, and if you feel if they're going to stay up, they both need to get results. And fair play to both sides, they did that. And we need to just keep looking up. We're 12th in the league now. We've got a few teams below us, and we've got to make sure we keep looking up. So we come out of that tough run with a healthy gap, and we had a set of fixtures that we were confident that we can get points from, and today was a great start.
I know the target's always been to better last season. You got 42 points last season, so you're closing in on that. Is that the one that really you've got your eye on to beat?
Well, you always want to, develop each year and improve, and that would be a good marker for us to improve. Obviously, it's black and white. If we get more points than we did last season, then there is a sign of improvement. And with two home games to go, I think it is now. And we've got some tough away games as well. I'm confident we can do that.
Just wanted to ask you about Lewis Cook, because obviously he's actually found himself for various reasons sort of fifth in line in central midfield. He's had his chance in the last two games today, and certainly today you look to settle into the game and play with a bit of confidence.
Yeah, I think everyone forgets how young Lewis Cook is. He come obviously with a big price tag, but you can't forget how young he is. And the managers obviously wanted to take him out to give him a chance to develop and get used to how we do things here. And he's an unbelievable talent, a player that when I played against Leeds, I thought he was going to be, a very good player, and I still do think that. And enjoy playing with him today, and hopefully get a few more games from now through the season.
So it was a bit of a baptism of fire for him last week, wasn't it? Coming on at that situation, 3-0 down against those players. But today, I guess, was an ideal chance for him to get some more game time.
Yeah, it was. It was a tough introduction last week for not playing for a while, to then be chucked into that. But I thought he applied himself really well last week, and I was really pleased he got an assist today. And I felt as the game went on, he looked at home in our side.
Just fine, as you've won 4-0, I can ask you this lightheartedly, but how much work's been done on the Charlie Daniels free kick routine where he has to dribble around somebody before scoring?
Well, we've got a bit of confusion at times with the free kick taker. Adam Smith has always wanted to take him, but the manager took him off him because he just likes to float him into the keeper's arm. So, wee man, fair play to wee man, because the managers give him the responsibility to take free kicks. And it weren't the best balls back from him, but Chad's done unbelievable, and it's a great finish.